Be'ezer Hashem, this is the last 10-minute Musar of the year of this month. Be'ezer Hashem. And I'd like to entitle it A Year in Review and look at this past year of events that jump out at me from a Musar perspective and review that along with some of the Yesodos, make references and do a little bit of Chazara. Some of the Yisodos that I tried to share with Avrichim and Talmidim. The Halakha Mishnah in Avos describes Hakina v'hataiva v'hakavod mitzien es ha'odom min ha'olam. Jealousy, taivus, and the desire for kavod is what takes us out of this world. Maybe Be'ezer Hashem in the future will discuss what does it mean mitzien es ha'odom min ha'olam. But what do those three specifically have in common? Kina, Taiva, and Kavod. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in this week's Parsha gives us a tremendous insight about Korach. He says, generally the Yetzirah, the way he works, and this is the Yetzirah that every single one of us are going to have to combat during the Bein Hazmanim, as he says, today, be light. Maybe come a little bit later to davening. Maybe allow yourself to go somewhere that during the Zman you didn't allow yourself to go. And slowly he chips away at us. Zok Reb Chaim, Kina, what happened to Korach, is very different. The whole story happens. Korach has his kina, and bang, yored l'sha'ol tachtis. There's something about the power of jealousy that destroys a person so fast, without even realizing it, he's a dead man down under. Reb Chaim, interestingly, is not masbir how kina does it. His maimer is actually discussing something else. He's discussing the power of Leitzanus. What is the pshat? What's Reb Chaim saying? What's the Omek HaDvarim? L'chura, the pshat is the following. Let's review the first Yisod tonight that we've had this past year. The Ramban in the Igeres HaRamban says, a person should speak softly. If he speaks softly, then he'll be saved from anger, and with that he'll reach the Madrega of Yira. What's the pshat? Speaking softly, all of a sudden, no more kasa, no more yira. And the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special tafkid for every single one of us. And that tafkid includes the fact that every single one of the individuals that are sitting next to us also have their tafkid. And if we try to outbeat them and compete with them, that's the trap of kas. A person who falls into kas is a person who's gotten angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the fellow cut him off. It's a denial of the hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Korach says, Madu atisnasu al kal Hashem, kulam kedoshim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, not that way. It's a kfira. Kina is a kfira. It's a denial of the hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single one of us has our beautiful tafkid in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. L'chura, that's the pshat what Reb Chaim is saying. It's not like the Yetzirah who says, b'nichshal here, b'nichshal here, and eventually the core begins to rot away. Kina is an immediate kfira in the hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hataiva. The taiva works very differently. It chips away at us, Reb Chaim said. But what's the source of the fact that an individual is nichshel in his taiva? It's a very, very basic theological struggle. And that is, what do I put first? Does a person truly put his Yirah Shemayim first? Or does he have certain intellectual, moral concepts? And we learned from Avram Avinu, who says to Avimelech that my great Rebbe, may I ever refuish, and Branchpiegel drove home to us, it's Hakdom of his Sefer, Rak and Yiras Elokim, Bamakom Azev Araguni Al-Dvar Ishti. Gror was the center of all morality at the time. But if it doesn't stem from true Yiras Shemayim, if it doesn't stem, our sense of right and wrong is based on our own intellect and not a commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our Ramach, Evarim, and Shasa Gidim. So then, Hatayiva Moitzias Adam in Olam, day by day by day, it chips away. And before long, the intellect could justify every single one of those Nefilas from the Taiva. You have to really, really, really want Kedusha. Review number 3. Rashi in last week's parasha says, Ha'ayin ro'a v'alev chamed v'aguf oisa averos. We're going to have a struggle with Shmiras Einayim, every single one of us. The eye sees, the heart desires, and the guf does averos. Yet the Torah Akdosha says, Lo sasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei nechem. The order of the Torah is you're not supposed to follow your heart and your eyes. But Rashi said in the other way. And what we try to drive home? That the struggle of Shmiras Einayim, the struggle with Taivas, is where the heart really is. And no matter how great a person becomes, and at all the madrigas that we achieve, Rabosai Chas V'Chalila, we could fall very, very, very fast. And that's because if the heart really, really doesn't want it, if a person didn't really make a cheshbon nefesh, what does he want? As opposed to what his sviva wants, what his chevra wants. Or as opposed to what he's supposed to do in theory, what his parents want. How many talmidim have never taken a step in ruchnius because they're all doing everything that people around them wanted to do. Not a step. B'nei Torah without a step. Rabosai, this year has been a year full of scandals. Now, I don't want the Talmidim to begin talking about them, but on the other hand, I doubt that there isn't one scandal that I'm going to mention that isn't going to, at least one of them, resonate with our Talmidim, that you've heard. I'm a vakesh, I'm doing something sensitive here. I'm going to talk about things that, if people talk about amongst themselves, might be rooted in Lashon Hara. But I think to drive home the point is really important to do it l'toelas. In what's called the ultra-Orthodox world, two famous rabbonim, not just some rabbis or shuls, famous rabbonim, were allegedly, and again, everything here has to be taken allegedly, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put it in the newspapers all over the place, that it means that we, on a certain level, we have to address. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us a message that we have to address. We're allegedly nichshal and terrible averus of znus. There was a dayon who is debarred, because of dishonesty. There's a famous askon in all of New York State is now shaking. Nothing to do with Jews. All the political structure of New York State this year is shaking because of a corrupt, ultra-Orthodox askon who stole and stole and stole, and then, to save his skin, he then wore a wiretap and he brought down all, or many, of New York's politicians. A pachad. A pachad. Every single one of these things. And don't for a moment think, oh, that problem's an ultra-Orthodox problem. That's a Haredi problem, the stealing and the dishonesty. Let's just remind ourselves. A board member of a premier modern Orthodox institution, one of the most chashuva members, was guilty probably of the greatest thievery in the history of mankind just a few years ago. This is not just an ultra-Orthodox problem. It's the power of Taiva. And it cuts through all circles. Just today, a Talmud called me up. A reputable person in his own community, a beautiful family. And the father, the Dargus of Tuma, he was stunned. The father, the Dargus of Tuma that he fell to, he can't make peace with it. This is both with public people and private people. Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid. A constant cheshbon hanefesh where the lev is. Because there's a moment that every single one of us, you and me, chas v'chalila, could fall. If there isn't a constant pachad. And I want to even observe stronger. Isn't it interesting? The dafka, the ones who were nichshol and znus, their reputation was godless of kedusha. The dayon, the reputation was the ultimate representation of mishpat. And they were nichshol in dafka, the things that they had so much worked on, and I believe they had worked on in their lives. But at the end of the day, every single moment, the person has to make a cheshbin. And chas v'chalila, we could fall at any time. That's the third review. So the tzad hashoveh between hakino v'hataiva is the following. The moment a person begins to put himself and begins to see things from his perspective and forgets HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the equation. And the moment a person begins to say, wait a second, it's not so bad, and he begins to rationalize because he hasn't put his Yirah Shamayim first, is the moment that Chas V'Chalili could be Moitzi Min Ha'olam. Hakino V'Hataiva V'Hakovoy. If he puts his kavod first, if he doesn't view himself as a worker for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a simple poel for Kudsha Brichu, then chas v'chalila, all accomplishments could begin to melt away. Fourth review. Say the Bali Musar so beautifully. There are two people. One of them is in a hotel and he's paying top dollar to stay at the hotel. And then there's somebody else. He's there, he's eating the fancy buffet like the fellow is paying $600 a night. And he's sleeping in the same room, but he's getting it for free. What's the difference? The trivia question. Zokt Reb Yisrael Salanter, the difference is very simple. You could have them having the same hanah from Olam Hazeh. One is b'kedusha and the other is b'shol tachtis. And the difference is that the fellow who's there for free is because he works for the company. He's their accountant. He's their lawyer. It's on the house. But otherwise, you have to pay full price. And sometimes full price also means shol tachtis. Hakino, hataiva, v'akovod, Chazal scream out to us, revolves around one question. And that is, who do we work for? Do we work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are we one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's po'alim? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect us. And every day we have to ask ourselves that question. Every single day. Bezer Hashem, that lesson is something that I hope that the dear Avrichim and Talmidim take with them through the Bein Hazmanim. And Bezer Hashem will be zochet to see each other again together in the Zman of Elul, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, and start again. Start again, being mechadesh ourselves, and Bezer Hashem will be zochet, Klal Yisrael together for a year that has a little bit more tahara. a little bit more Kvod Shemayim. And we can't solve all the world's problems. And the odds are that next year there's going to be a scandal too, unfortunately. But maybe there'll be a little bit more light. And as they say in Hasidus, the light will be doche a lot of choshech.